Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Pair Affair today. As we come in, as we look around, as we try to figure out some things, as we look at the silver lining and everything that happens to you, the positives and negatives, and negatives turns those into positives. As I was looking at doing some research on a silver lining, and it's just, you know, no matter how bad a situation may seem, there's always something good that's going to happen. So, and this is, you know, it's like that half glass, half full kind of philosophy. And as I look out today, the window, I noticed, you know, I noticed it is very cloudy outside. I know it's very cloudy, and I know the sun's somewhere around here because it is still light outside. And I realize that people are still moving. People are still doing their thing. People are going to work, trying to make things happen, trying to pay bills, and really trying to understand that no matter how it is outside and how what your situation is, you got to keep pushing yourself. You got to make sure that you are in a positive mindset, because, you know, sometimes as you look at certain things that are around you, you're just like, man, how did I get myself in this situation, and how am I going to get myself out of this situation? You know, I just recently, you know, the business we own, we did a price hike on some things that, you know, we had to increase. It was a lot of things with, you know, the utilities and whatnot are going up, and so you got to kind of adjust your prices so that you can make it, and you can make a little profit, and you can make some money, and you can, you know, do some things. You know, some people look at it like, oh my gosh, the world, you know, as I was talking to people, I can't believe you went up on these prices, and just the, you know, like the gloom and doom philosophy. I said, well, you know, you got to do that. You know, nothing personal. There's nothing personal behind it. It's just something we had to do. It's something that it's just what it is, what it is, you know. And sorry, but that's just how it is. But like, some people, when they get certain things that happen to them, they really, really just don't understand that there is another way. There is another way to get some things done. I know I was just recently messing around with some things at the house, and our garbage disposal it's working, but somehow or another the outlet is not working correctly. I think it's just burnt out, and I got to replace it, and I got to, you know, sit down with myself. And so yesterday I was talking to my wife. She's like, what's going on? We just bought this garbage disposal. I said, yeah, it's just done. And I said, it's just replace the outlet. Take the stuff out, replace the outlet. I have one in the garage, and we'll go on from there. And she looked at me. She says, you always have a solution. And I said, I don't. You're always looking at the positive side. I said, well, there's no need to, you know, let this little outlet mess up your whole day. You know, it's just an outlet that burnt out. It's just part of owning a house and dealing with it, and you move on. I think a lot of times we want to just, something happens to us, and then we don't really see that silver lining. I said, there's always solutions. And as I look at a lot of the situations that I'm in, I got to constantly tell myself, I got to constantly remind myself as I continue doing this, there's so many people out there who just want to get over that side and just feel bad for themselves, who want to get on that side and grab people over there and say, whoa, it's me. And I'm, life is just horrible, and I can't understand it. And some days I want to get over there with them too, and cry to mama, don't love me blues and whatnot. But it's not going to help the situation. You know, fixing that outlet, it's not going to fix itself. I got to get myself down there, turn electricity off, you know, turn the breaker off, and then go from there, you know. And I've done it before, and we'll go from there. But a lot of times we don't want to look at the solutions. A lot of times in life, we want to look at how dark it is outside. We really don't want to look at all the things that we could do to make our situation better. We don't want to see certain options. Certain options don't work for us. What do you mean by that? You know, I here's the deal. Sometimes I'll give certain people like three different options of like how to solve a problem. And they're like, I don't like any of those options. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you want to do? Well, I don't want to do any of that. I'd rather just not know it all. And I don't understand that mentality whatsoever. Is I'll give you all these options, and we'll be honest with you, as people in this world, we'll give a lot of different options that we have, but we won't take them. Why? I don't know. That's the greatest clue I don't understand, is we'll get all these options of how to solve certain things and how to do certain things, and we just don't want to do them. And it just, number one, maybe it just takes too much time. Number two, maybe it's just not for us. Or number three, some people are just stubborn. Some people just are really stubborn, and they don't want to do any better. You know, they don't really want to come up with a different option whatsoever. And I understand that. I really do understand that. It's not for everyone. And like I said, sometimes trying to push your point across, like, okay, you can try this, you can do this, you can do that. The person has already made up their mind if they really want to use your option or not. Let me say this in the nicest way. There's some people in this world, you're kind of like wasting your time talking to them. What do I mean by that? They've already determined, before you started talking or whatever you're doing, I'm not going to do that. I don't care if they have the best solution in the world. I know that I was just talking to myself, and you know, I always kind of like have that talk to myself about a lot of things that I'm doing. But I always ask myself, you have this option, you have that option. What option have you explored yet? You know? And I have to remind myself, you have options. You can do this. It's just going to take time. But sometimes we're in a rush, and I have this problem. I have another problem where I did something and I said, just research it and figure it out. You're not the only one that has this problem. A lot of times in life, we think that we're the only one that will have this problem, and we just want to sit over there. And then I guess it feels good to just sit around and let people feel sorry for you. Let me say this again. I guess it feels good just to sit around and let everyone just like, oh yeah, I'm so sorry, you know, and have that pity party, you know, and it's going to be okay. And I guess it's meant to be, I guess it's not meant to be. And you're going to have people that come over to you all the time and talk you out of your dreams. And instead of just saying, hey, you know what, you need, maybe that, it's a good thing that it happened, because you're going to need this experience down the road. Maybe it's a good thing that this happened. And as you can get better, you know, it's an opportunity for you to grow. But a lot of times we don't want to hear that stuff. We want to hear, oh, it's okay. I see, dealing with my son sometimes, he told me the other day, he fell down or something. He was just being silly. He was just being silly. So he fell down in front of me. He just threw stuff on the ground. And I just walked right past him. He's like, Mom, Dad just walked right past me. He didn't even see that. He said, he saw you fall down. He saw that you fell down. But he wanted to see if you were going to get yourself back up. That's what he was looking for. See if you can get yourself back up. Because a lot of times we just want to sit on the ground and we want to wail around and let people pick us up. I want to see if you're going to get back up. You know, I see a lot of people who I'm dealing with today. They don't think that I'm going to be able to get back up. They don't think I have it in them, have it in me. I'm going to say it again. They don't think I have it in me to make it in this world. I have to make sure that I continue pushing myself, because I could have the best podcast. I could say this, I could say that. But then at the end of the day, if the podcast quits today, they're going to have those people say, see, I know you couldn't do it. I could record a podcast for the next 20 years. You're going to have that one person, see, I knew he couldn't make it 21 years. I knew he couldn't do anything with that. even now with the podcast and the way it's going and things that I'm doing. When I first started this podcast, we were just, you know, talking and giving some knowledge and helping people out and doing our thing and just making things happen for ourselves. And people are always say, well, he's not making any money. He's not doing anything, blah, blah, blah. So then I said, okay, I found, you know, these sponsors who want to be part of the show and they want to be part of this and part of that. And so then I showed them, I said, hey, we're making a little money, you know, and things are getting better for us. They're like, oh, that's not enough money. So I just told myself, I said, it doesn't matter. People are always going to find the negative. People are going to find the negative and they want you to, you know, get over there with them. They're not going to say, okay, I guess he was right. He can make a little money off this stuff. He's not wasting his time. People are always going to try to pull you back down in that negativity. As we look at that silver lining and as you look at the clouds that are around you, and, you know, you're going to be honest with you, you're going to be around some people who, and you got to really pull yourself back sometimes and surround yourself with people who are doing some amazing things. What I mean by that, you got to watch the people who are doing the big, like they say, the big baller stuff or the stuff that people are doing that you wish that you could be doing. And you got to look at them very closely and break them down. Like, what are they doing that you're not doing? Are they waking up a lot earlier? And I was just reading over this quote and they said, it's amazing how we have so many hours in a day and we waste so much of it. And I was like, wow, we work, you know, 8 hours a day. We go to the gym 7 hours in 1 week. And it was something else we did. And he said, you still have like 65 hours. To do some other stuff. What are you doing with those 65 hours? Well, you know, as you look at the silver lining and everything that we're doing, that's what I'm talking about. You say, I'm overworked. I need to do this. I need to do that. You still got 65, 55 hours to make it happen. But I think a lot of us, like I said, we want to sit over there and say, I'm working hard, but are we utilizing all our time management? You know, we want to sit there and say, man, I'm putting in 40 hours. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Yeah. But there's a silver lining behind that hard work. There's that wonderful vacation you may want to take. Maybe that house you want to buy. Or I don't know how people spend their money or you know, the business that you own. You hit a certain plateau. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do. But the main thing is, as you're going through this, is you're going to have some cloudy days. You're going to have some really cloudy days that are going to try to tell you, you know what? You might as well just pack it up and just quit. No one's going to really want, you know, hear that or, you know, come to your business and man, just stop doing that. I think a lot of us will get talked out of our blessing or our calling or whatever because someone else doesn't want to be left behind. Doesn't want to be left behind. There's a certain part of the city that I go visit and it's my dream. I call it my dream spot. It's my dream spot where I just go over there and I just dream. I dream that one day that I, whatever I'm doing or I do something, I'm able to live in that neighborhood or I'm able to afford that, not afford, let me say this in the nicest way, not just afford, but just I see a piece of property that I want. I see that piece of property that I want. And then I just go to the realtor or whatever and say, okay, that's the house I want. And they're like, well, sir, it is $4 million, such and such, such and such, whatever it is. Okay. And I said, that's great. What do you need me to do? You know, what do you want me to transfer it now? Or you want me to transfer it next day? What can I do to get that house? And I can see the real estate agent's like, whoa, 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 whoa. But that's what I mean about dreaming. You know, it's nice to have financial things out of your way. But like I said, you got to make sure that there's going to be some people who, when they listen to that, and they say, who do you think you are to dream like that? You can't live on that side of town. You can't do that kind of stuff, or you can't do this. And you got to say, yeah, that's great. Put that person in your pocket. Use them as motivation. Use them as their charcoal. I call them my charcoal. When I call them my charcoal, we're going to have a lot of people who you just put them in your pocket. And then at barbecue, you just you just, you know, that just keeps you going. Because a lot of times, like I said, and when it's that silver lining, that negativity is just all over you, there can be some times that you just don't want to go. I know today it was one of those days I was just kind of blah, I guess. My routine was thrown off a little bit and got discouraged about a few things, but I realized it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, and got to just keep pushing. You got to keep pushing, and you got to look for that silver lining, that line in that cloud, and it's going to just break through one day. But a lot of times, like I said over and over again, we want to sit and talk about how big the problem is. Today I get a chance to sit and listen to sports talk radio, and you know, former athletes, people who analyze the game and talk about certain things. And there's some people on there who are just really smart about the game, can analyze the game, can make connections with the game, and can look at certain things, certain aspects that I didn't see yesterday. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty insightful. But I realize there's some people in there, that's all they want to do is throw negativity over the situation. There was this incident where these two guys were on the bench and they were arguing. They were fighting. They were fighting and they didn't like whatever, you know, they were fighting. And the guys, like, at the end of the day said, hey, we all, you know, we have brothers. We fight. But it's not that deep. You know, it's just one of those things that we do. And it's going to happen. We're going to fight, and we're going to, because there's certain things that we want to get done. But everybody wants to magnify it. And he said, we love each other. We're going to do this and do that. Of course, we're not going to get along. You know, we're competitors. You know, if everyone's happy over here and just going about their way, I don't know if I want him on my team or not. You as a person, you as an individual, you got to determine how much fight you're going to have. You really do. You know, are you going to have that fight in you that you're like, you know what? That's okay. I'll let somebody else have that dream. I wasn't expecting all this stuff. I was just thinking about this little video I was watching today. I was watching this video about these two guys playing golf. And one's a worldwide, world-class player. Another one, you know, he's a pretty good player. And the guy said, I'm going to give you 10 strokes. I'm going to give you 10 strokes. I'm 10 under par. And he says, what do you think you're going to do? He asked the guy, what are you going to think? He says, you know what? It's cold. It's wet. But my goal is I'm going to shoot under par. He was just confident about it. And the thing about it, he's never played the course before. Never played the course before. And other guys played the course multiple times and whatnot. But as they were starting, all he was focusing on was his technique. He wasn't really worried about what the other guy was doing. All he knew he had to do is get the ball in the hole. He knew that there's the other guy. Somehow or another, he was worried about what he was doing over there. Not too many times was he really worried about how he was swinging the club or whatnot. He just went out and he executed. He knew the shots that he had to hit. And that's what he did. He hit the shots. He wasn't worried about, oh, I'm down 10 strokes. He knew that if he put enough pressure on the person, he knew that if he just did what he's supposed to do, everything's going to be fine. But what do? We want to talk about how big our lead is, how big the problem is, how big this is and how big that is. We don't want to look at the silver lining. We don't want to look at that. If I do what I'm supposed to do over this next 18 holes, I'll be fine. Now, if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, I'm going to struggle a little bit. I'm really going to struggle a little bit. And I think a lot of us, as we go through life, that's our biggest problem. That is our biggest problem. We don't want to do what we're supposed to do. Some days I don't want to do what I'm supposed to do. I want to just have fun. I just want to have fun. But I realize you didn't get yourself into this just to have fun. Yes, you could have fun. You know, I'm like, let me say this. Fun is, how would you explain fun? For a lot of people, fun is just carefree, do what you want to do, laugh, giggle, and I think there's other ones about being carefree and just having a carefree attitude. As a lot of us are trying to make it, having that carefree attitude and fun, it's a difference. You know, like something happens to you and you're like, I don't care, you know, whatever. That's carefree. You know, like fun, it's a fun person. You brought a lot of good energy. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're being that productive fun. Let me say it again. That productive fun is fine. Because I know a lot of people, they'll put them in that silver lining or that dark side, put them in a dark, the fun people in a dark cloud. It won't happen for them. They'll just laugh, have a good time, and just keep moving. What do you do in that situation? I know myself, as I am dealing with a lot of stuff and a lot of stress, I see people who are supporting me. Every day that every day that people come over and they listen to the podcast, they're showing support. They're showing support because, like I said earlier, there's people say, why are you podcasting? Nobody's going to listen to what you have to say. That's that dark cloud over there. Every day I get up and I say, oh, more people are listening. Well, must be doing something right. And I said, just keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. I was saw this quote on Instagram. This one guy said, I don't care what everyone else is doing. I'm just focused on getting myself better. They said, such and such got this major role. That's good for them. But what do I need to do to get better today? What do I need to get better this minute, this second? I think we want to be better, but we're worried about what everyone else is doing. And we're using that energy in the wrong way. We're wasting a lot of energy. We're wasting a lot of energy over there on that dark side over there. Instead of trying to get over to that silver lining, we just want to hang out. And be honest with you, hanging out on that dark side, it's kind of attractive for a lot of people. It's kind of attractive because it's carefree over there. People just hanging out. Like they says, no worries. You're just hanging out, having a good time. Not really worried about too much. But on the other side of the silver lining, there's a lot of solutions there. People are trying to figure out how to do certain things. What are you trying to do? As I tell myself and as I pump myself up, as I keep going and going and going, I ask myself, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Really, is it worth it? And I tell myself, yeah. I said, there's no turning back now. They said, oh, you're in these dark clouds. And man, you know, you have all these people who are not listening to you. And you have some people who have so many better podcasts than you do. And this and this, this and that. I said, that's good for them. So it's just a matter of time for me. You're going to have to really... as you go about your journey, is put some cotton in your ears. You know, sometimes people are going to say things. You're just going to have to ignore a lot of that stuff. You're really going to have to ignore a lot of the comments that people are saying to you. You're going to have to ignore a lot of things that people are just spewing on you. They've given up on their dreams. They're on that dark side. You know, they're in those clouds and they don't want to get out of those clouds because those clouds are, like I said, it's easy to hang out over there. It's easy to sit there and do nothing in life. And complain about how bad things are. It's really easy. But as you are understanding yourself a little bit better and as you are getting better each day, you know what it takes. Like I said, there's going to be some days that you don't want to get out of that bed and deal with that problem at the office. You don't want to deal with those coworkers. You don't want to deal with certain people who are coming your way. So what are you going to do? Go back into bed, feel sorry for yourself, or keep pushing yourself? You got to keep pushing yourself. You know, like I said, the people who listen to the show, they're not really, you know, people who... try it 2 or 3 times and then give up. They really want to do better in life. I was talking to someone about meeting certain goals and doing certain things. I give them some solutions on how to do things. I mentioned this earlier. Sometimes people don't want to do what you say do. It's okay. Sometimes I tell myself to do certain things. I don't want to do them. But I know I have to. I know I have certain obligations coming my way. Certain things I just have to get done. I know that the dark clouds that are around you, and to be honest with you, it's probably more dark clouds around you than you can see. Because that sometimes, if we don't see it, we don't believe it. I'll say it again. If we don't see it, sometimes we don't believe it. Because a lot of people, they got to see it right in front of them. It takes a lot of courage to say, you know what? I know it's down the road. I got to keep believing. I got to keep believing. There's going to be some days that you're just like, you know what? I'm done. I've been there. I know myself. I'm done. But I realized, I said, there's too many people who sacrifice so many things for you. You can't just throw in the towel. You can't just give up. I said, just wait. The storm's going to be over soon. The clouds are going to lift. The clouds are going to lift real soon. It's just a matter of time. But if you just give up too soon before you even start, or not even start, as you get out in the, like I said, you get out in the middle of the ocean, you got to figure out what you need to get done. Be smart about it. Be smart about some of the choices that you make out there. Be smarter than just trying to figure out the quick and easy way to get out of that situation. As you continue pushing yourself, as you continue striving for greatness, as you continue going to the next level, you got to be, like I said, last thing, you got to be consistent as you pursue things. I see people all the time that they start stuff, and they don't really have, when they go into it, they don't really have the heart for it. They really don't. They're just doing it because someone said it's a good idea. But they're not really putting a good effort toward it. I think sometimes, as a podcast, sometimes I get sloppy like that. I said, I'm recording, but are you putting the best effort out there? Because I want to, you know, like I said, yeah, I believe that. Maybe no one is listening. And they are. They're listening. But sometimes people want to get in your head and tell you how bad things are. Get those people out of your head. Continue pushing yourself. Continue get on the other side of that silver lining. That silver lining is out there. It's not going to be easy to find. It's not for everyone. You know, like I said, the finish line for some people, a lot of people start stuff. Not everybody wants to finish all the time. You are a finisher. You are doing some amazing things out there that people wish they could do. But it's going to be up to you if you want to finish this or not. Like I said, you can either sit there and feel sorry for yourself in the mud puddle, and or you can just, you know, put it in reverse, say, all right, let's try this again and keep moving. Not everyone wants to keep moving. Not everyone wants to do what you're doing. Sometimes, be honest with you, as you're doing these things, it's going to get lonely. You're going to be all by yourself. And you're going to sit there like, man, where is everyone? I thought, why am I doing this all by myself? I need help. Sometimes you got to do these things by yourself. Sometimes the silver lining is not going to have a group of people to pump you up. You got to just drag yourself through it. And that's the thing. Drag yourself through it. Push yourself through it. Run through it. Fight yourself through it. But get through it. Just don't stop. There's going to be some setbacks. That's what's going to make it even more sweet. That's what's going to make it even more sweet as you are trying to accomplish things. When you look back at it and say, you know what? I'm pretty strong. I'm glad I waited for that silver lining. I'm glad I did what I'm supposed to do. Don't get on that side with those other people, because those are, like they said, the dream snatchers. You want to be on those people that's like, you know what? I'm glad you did it. Welcome to the club. sacrifice is worth it. All right. So continue listening to us on all the different platforms. Make sure you check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and there's so many more that we're on. And TikTok, we just had a TikTok, and the TikTok family is just wild and just want to have a good time. And it's just a time and place for those people, but enjoy them. And as I can tell myself, keep pushing yourself to greatness. Continue listening to the Parafair podcast. Share it, subscribe, whatever you need to do. And we will see you on the next one. Bye bye.
This week's episode has come to an end. But the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.